If only I could make a tidy list of writers who inspire me, and if only it tallied with the ones I admire the most, I'd shout bingo and rejoice. But alas, with reading and writing, there's little logic to one's preferences and predilections. Of the innumerable writers I admire, Flaubert, Marquez, Gauche, Kafka, Joyce, Walker, Chughtai and Rushdie, not many make it to my list of inspirers. Let me confess to a heresy here. Much though I appreciate Shakespeare, he's not on that list either. The big four tragedies, even at their most intense, somehow retain a majestic distance from the core of my feelings, a remoteness. I admire the finesse of his storytelling, his characterization and dialogue, but the plays do not fire my creativity. Their location in time and space is not as much to blame as the stately blank verse and his royal protagonists, often far too royal for me. Yet several contemporary playwrights, equally distant by way of race or geography or gender, have stirred my imagination with just the one play. Tennessee Williams's A Streetcar, August Wilson's Jitney, Lynn Nottage's Fabulation, Arthur Miller's The Crucible, and Wine in the Wilderness by Alice Childress. The list is endless. I can't say whether it's the rigour with which Shakespeare was drummed into us at school that bred this resistance in me, or the post-colonial feminist readings forever nipping at my heels. Resistance to adult control certainly explains my early fascination for Manto. The explicit ban on reading him drew me at a tender age, long before I fully understood the stories labelled obscene, in the 40s and 50s. He can be florid and melodramatic, but is never mealy-mouthed or sentimental. Delivered with swift, easy pen strokes, his bold characterization, layered with insights into human nature, makes his best fictional moments throb with life. They are unforgettable, truly inspiring. Rereading him always triggers new ideas. Likewise, something both sensuous and lyrical in Jean Rhys's fiction compels me. White Sargasso Sea fired my imagination and sneaked into my heart years ago. Reading Rhys made me want to grab a pen and write. Unlike Austen and the Brontes, whom I read and reread for years but do not relish as much now, she still retains her charisma and magic. Brave new challengers, contemporaries like Elena Ferrante and Fahmida Riaz, threaten to overtake her now. Most of the Victorians I loved have lost their shine too for me, except George Eliot. Her luminous sense of justice and vision distinguish her. However, recently, Hilary Mantel has begun to supplant her. The visceral quality of Mantel's writing, which gives immediacy and credence to her fiction, makes her inspirational. There are others I revere, like Marilynne Robinson for her subtle understanding of relationships, or Toni Morrison for her dazzling poetic imagination, except they fill me with more awe than inspiration. Perhaps it's not commonalities of gender, race, or place that matter most, but the extent to which a writer's creativity touches my universe, and how attainable that spark seems to me.